Welcome to Mayfield Baptist Church. We are very excited to have you with us here. We do encourage you to follow us on our social media, which you can access through our website at mayfieldbaptist.com. Please feel free to like and subscribe to this podcast to keep you up to date with our latest messages. We do hope you enjoy this recent message from MBC, that it may help you connect to God, grow in your faith, and serve in your own context.
Themes have this idea and deeper theme of faithfulness. And today we're going to talk about, quickly, the faithfulness of God. And so, to understand faithfulness, the dictionary defines it really well into this concept of loyalty. Steadfast in affection or allegiance. Firm in adherence to promises. So firm, loyal. You have affection, so you're faithful to someone. Of late, I know probably a lot of us have probably been very faithful to a specific team that has been doing really well in the World Cup. Can anyone tell me who they are? The Tillies, the Matildas. I got on the bandwagon last night. So Hayley schooled me on what soccer is. It was really good. I was pretty impressed by the game last night. Sweden were really pushy, but Australia did really well, even though they may have lost. Hope you didn't need to watch the game later. But when we have faithfulness in that sort of sense. If we're faithful, we stand by who we're faithful to. And a lot of the time, the easiest way to describe it is we're faithful to our team, for instance. We're faithful to the Matildas because they are Australian. They're demonstrating a new season of what it looks like to be in football. And so, but isn't it interesting how quickly some people might be so faithful for their teams until they start losing? I come from the place down south, not hell, Central Coast, and the Mariners, for a long time, the soccer team down there, definitely had a long streak of losing. And from one time in season of my life as a teenager, always hearing about the Mariners and then never hearing about them just because they were constantly losing. And so this interesting concept of being faithful and standing alongside someone or something and being loyal always. So I wanted to have a little bit of a thought exercise before we get deep into it. Who likes Maccas over KFC? Maccas, hands up. KFC. And no one will ever change sides. All right, this one's really good for the kids. Peppa Pig. Hands up for Peppa Pig. Or Bluey. Bluey. Yeah, nah. We're a Bluey family, everyone, if you didn't know. We have Bluey. See, we've got even a mascot. All right, here we go. This is a hard one. Domino's or Pizza Hut? So Domino's, pizza, hands up. Pizza Hut, pizza, hands up. There. Now, the Bible talks about not bringing divisions to church, so love each other after, please. This one was huge when I was a teenager. Probably still is in a lot of geek circles. That's okay to say geek. I'm a geek. iPhone or Android? So who likes iPhone? Who likes Android? Everything not iPhone. All right, this is for your rev heads. Ford or Holden? Ford, hands up. Holden. There we go. All right, as I said, we're going to have lunch together so we can come back together after being in two teams and dividing. Oh, here we go. This one was very big, I think, in the 90s or the 80s, but still today. Pepsi or Coke? Coca-Cola, hands up. Pepsi, hand up. Pepsi's like 50 cents cheaper. That's why I like it. Good for my wallet. And so you're probably going to be faithful to whatever you just put your hand up to. You're always going to go for the Coca-Cola or you're always going to go for the Pepsi unless you're someone who might like different things. And that's okay. You probably are faithful to that too. I like apple juice too. So when we talk about faithfulness, it's that standing by and standing for and being loyal. And so when we talk faithfulness, the only way to describe it in its most perfect form is to say God, faithful God. Because as humans, as I said before, as soon as our team starts losing, as soon as Pepsi starts costing more, I'd probably turn to Coke, a cola. And so God is not human. And when he says he's faithful, he stands by his word. And the Bible talks about all his promises. And he has, we say yes and amen. He says yes and amen that he is true to what he says. And so in Lamentations, it says this, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, and therefore I will hope in him. So where does our hope come from? And let's look at understanding that God is faithful. Now, we just watched a video. I love these little kids' videos from Saddleback Church in America. They're always funny. Every time I go to primary chapel at Hunter, we always laugh at the guys going, hello. So I thought I'd give that to you today. But I want to have a few thoughts from this story, and I encourage you to make sure you go read the full part of the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel when you go home, just so you can understand it a bit more than what we just showed on the video. But I want to think about these sort of spaces. I've done a Baptist four-pointer, I think. So, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the people who came and were exiled from Israel to Babylon. And they were nobles in that sense. And they believed and they had faith strongly in God, just like Daniel, the name of the book is after Daniel. And they believed strongly. They knew that they should have no other gods but our God. And they were in a land, a world that was totally different, most likely oppositional to that thought phrase. And what happened, as we saw in the video, and I encourage you to read it later as well, that Nebuchadnezzar decides, I'm going to build a statue and everyone must bow down to my image and my likeness, which was very normal for kings in that time frame, except, well, maybe still in Israel as well because of all the ups and downs in that history that got them here. But Nebuchadnezzar said, everyone needs to bow down to my image, this statue, or they'll be thrown into the furnace, the blazing furnace. Immediately it says, be thrown into a blazing furnace. No questions asked. You're going. And we've got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these strong, faithful guys who believe that God is their God, and they deny that. They don't do that. Faithfulness in a world that is different is so hard. And sometimes we live in a world that tells us and asks us to do things that we actually, by our values of the Bible, don't want to do or shouldn't do. And sometimes it gets us into places that are difficult. Romans 12:2 says this, though. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Though the world is different and the world is pressuring, God has a plan and a will for you, which is good and pleasing. So don't copy the world as much as it might be the easier path. And we see that in this story. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego decide no. And they're even called up to the king saying, these three are saying no to your decree. So what about this? Faithfulness in pressure, when there is pressure. A situation maybe where someone actually asks you about your faith or has a go at the Christian faith. And so Nebuchadnezzar talks to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, asks them why, and actually gives them a chance. Look, even though I said immediately before in my decree, come on, bow down, it'll be all good. Bow down, it'll be all good, no worries. That's Nathan's summary version of it. And this is what they say. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied in verse 16 of this story. O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. And I love this next part. Not that the other parts weren't good. In verse 18, but even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. How cool to see this story. They're still steadfast. They've been given another chance. Maybe our first decision not to was wrong, and so maybe we now do it so we don't get thrown into that fiery furnace. No, they stood with faithfulness. And remember, we use these stories in the Bible for us to understand and learn. We are all not always able to do everything in this way. Sometimes we don't always do the right things, but God will help us through that. 1 Peter 1, 6-7 says this, so be truly glad, there is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor of the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. Faithfulness when the hope seems lost. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar got so angry at them. How dare you? Oh, even in front of me, you're not going to do what I've asked you to do. And as a king, he would not be used to people saying no to him, right? And so we see this anger, and he's thrown into the fire. And through the story, I love this, Romans 8, 28, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Even when the hardest things are happening in your life, yes, you'll go through trials. These are the things. The Bible actually says that. But God is faithful. And as I said before, even though he may not do what we're thinking is going to happen, we're still going to stand for him. Because God is faithful to us. Maybe not to the way we want it to be, but he has the bigger plan for our lives. And so at the end of that story, we see that God is faithful because Nebuchadnezzar starts seeing, and it's written, he starts seeing that, didn't I throw three people in? Other people who got even close to it burned and disappeared because of that. And he's confused why there's still three people, but not only three, but there's another in there. And we see when he calls out to them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego come out, and they come out unharmed. That even though there was pressure, there was problems, hope may have seemed lost, they stood firm because they knew, and it wasn't even just their faithfulness, it was actually God's faithfulness that got them through. And I know as a human, that's hard to believe sometimes, but it's always what God is asking for us in the times that are hard. I'll finish with this. Romans 8, 38 to 39, Paul says this, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I'm actually going to invite Jax Livo to come up and pray us out before we have a last song. Give it up for Jax. Amen. Thanks, buddy.
Please bow your head and close your eyes as we pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that we could come and gather and learn more about you and your amazing gifts you give to everyone. And that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could go into that blazing furnace and survive with you in there. And they came out and proved a point. And that we pray that we all have a good day. And we love you. Amen.